So in the last episode of this two-part series, Macros and Mindfulness, I talked about intuitive eating. I talked about the many benefits, some of the challenges, and some tips on how to get you started. And check out episode 32 if you missed it. Well, today I'm going to wrap up this little mini-series and talk about macros-based eating, sometimes referred to as IIFIYM. And again, I'm going to call it macros-based eating because I know I'm going to get all kinds of tongue-tied if I try to say those letters. But anyway, I am going to share, as I promised, my thoughts about the two types of eating. So let's just get into it, shall we? Do you want to lose weight, but you're so tired of starting over? Are you frustrated with yourself because you can't stay committed to your fitness goals? Do you wish you could stop the habits that you know are keeping you from reaching your goals? I'm LaDawn Hickman, a certified holistic nutrition weight loss and accountability coach, and I'm so glad you found me because I know what it's like to want to achieve your weight loss goals, but you can't seem to get there. Many of us think that if we only have more willpower or found the right diet that we can lose weight. I'm here to tell you that willpower isn't the answer to weight loss. The truth is that we have to shift our mindset about our relationship with ourselves and food. We then have to rework and rethink our habits to get our body in balance. I firmly believe the saying that we first make our habits and then our habits make us. When we focus on making changes in those areas, then our minds and bodies are working together and weight loss is simple. Now hold up, I didn't say it was easy, but it doesn't have to be complicated. So join me as we do a 180 and build some healthy habits together. Welcome back to the Healthy Habits 180 podcast. I'm your host, LaDawn Hickman, a certified holistic weight loss and accountability coach. And as always, I am so happy to be here with you today. Now, I know it's been a bit, but I'm just going to say that I am a work in progress and I'm really working on the flow of this show. So I want to start off by saying thank you so much for your patience with me. And I think that I have it figured out and prayers lifted. We will actually get to spend more time together. So stay tuned for that. And speaking of spending more time with me, if you haven't already, make sure that you join my Facebook group. It's where I hang out and I give daily motivation. I have challenges, I give tips, and I show up on live a time or two to give you guys some support. So if you haven't already done that, it is easy peasy lemon squeezy. Just click on the link in the show notes below. All right, so let's talk about IIFIYM or macros-based eating, and that's what I'm going to say for the rest of this episode. All right, so let's talk about that in regards to weight maintenance or weight loss or body recomposition. Now, rather than focusing on eating specific foods or food groups or cutting out or even eliminating certain foods or food groups, this approach is about tracking your protein, carbs, and fats, aka your macros. You know those macronutrients that I talk about in almost every single episode. Yes, ma'am, those. Okay, so you track your macros to meet specific daily targets. And if you're not familiar or you need a review, here's a super simple explanation. This is how it works. You determine your goals and your desired body composition. And then from there, you, or if you're working with a qualified professional, you take that along with many other considerations and factors that are unique to you, and you determine the number of calories that you require per day to achieve those goals. You then break those calories down into macro ratios, like grams of each macro per day, or a percentage of each of those macros spread across all of your meals per day. For some people, it might be tracking the number of grams in protein, the number of grams in carbs, and the number of grams of fat in each meal. Or for others, it could be that across their daily intake, they ensure that a certain percentage is met for protein, a certain percentage is met for carbs, and a certain percentage is met for fat. And I should say and clarify, healthy carbs and healthy fats. Now, this is considered to be a more flexible approach to the typical way of dieting, because if it fits within your macros or if it fits within the parameters of the macros that you and your coach have decided on, then essentially you can eat or choose those foods. Of course, the recommendation is choosing foods that are nutrient dense if you want to see results. So herein lies the biggest difference between intuitive eating and macros-based eating. Intuitive eating is not a specific diet, but rather an approach to eating that promotes a healthy relationship with food and your body. Whereas while IIFIYM, see, I said I wasn't going to say it and I said it anyway. Whereas macros-based eating is flexible in that you can eat the foods. However, the foods need to fit in the calorie guidelines in order for you to achieve the desired results, be it weight loss, weight maintenance, or body recomposition. And I'm going to talk about that more in a bit, but let's talk about some of the benefits of macros-based eating. The first benefit is that it can be tailored to meet your specific individual needs in your current season of life. Whatever those needs are, like managing your weight or increasing muscle mass, you can tailor this approach to meet your needs. The second benefit, which is actually my favorite, is that macros-based eating really helps you to have a sound nutritional awareness. It's not just about a cookie-cutter diet or a plan, but by tracking macros, you learn and you increase your awareness about the nutritional content of foods. You learn that 25 grams of protein is a lot different than 25 grams of fat, which is a lot different than 25 grams of carbs. This is what really helped me to understand what I was eating and how my body responded to those foods, especially when I was competing. Which is why it's important to not just focus on the calories, but focus on what kinds of foods that you're eating. And here's a funny story that I want to share with you. My sister and I were in the grocery store, and this was years ago, and we were comparing food labels. And by the way, she's in the health and wellness industry too. So we were comparing labels, and another customer, I guess, was watching as we were moseying up and down the aisles, reading and comparing labels. And he stopped us and said, "I have to ask, do you look at the labels on everything you buy? And how long does it take you to shop?" And we laughed about it, and we gave him a brief training on reading labels and whatnot, which he really appreciated, by the way. But this sticks in my mind because before I started competing, I was actually only focused on calories and how much fat. Never mind the amount of protein and the carbs, and never mind if they were complex carbs, by the way. And fiber was not even a consideration. And I know that many of us have gotten into that trap as well. Now it's very rare that I eat something that I'm not at least aware of the macro breakdown. Now, if I'm out enjoying dinner, of course I'm not going to ask for the macro breakdown, but I do have the knowledge and awareness that helps me to make more informed and better choices about what I eat. All right, number three. Another benefit is that macro-based eating can really support you in building and/or maintaining lean muscle mass. And yes, ladies, you can build and maintain muscle if you're over 40, over 50, and beyond. And keep in mind that muscle is crucial for metabolic health and maintaining a healthy weight as we age. And I talk all about this in episode 10, Tone or Muscle. So check that episode out if you missed it, and I can also link it below in the show notes. For women who have been on a zillion and one diets, self included, the fourth benefit is that macros-based eating can give you a sense of freedom. Meaning, having the flexibility of if it fits in your macros can give you freedom from a strict meal plan or a diet, which in turn can actually reduce stress around the whole meal planning and restrictions. Now, that's not to say that you can go willy-nilly and do whatever. But this approach definitely gives you the flexibility to have options, especially when life happens, as it does often. All right, and the last benefit that I'll talk about is that if done properly, macros-based eating can improve or enhance your energy. Now, I talk a lot about this in my macro series, but simply put, having the proper macro balance can help stabilize your energy levels, which, as you know, is especially beneficial as our metabolism tends to slow down as we age. Now, there are some challenges, or I'm going to call them actually considerations or things to give thought if you plan to use this approach for weight loss or weight maintenance or body recomposition. The first is hormonal changes that we as women over 40 may experience. That can affect metabolism and how our body uses nutrients. When this happens, this may require you or your coach to make a few adjustments in your macro ratios and calorie intake. And this can be a bit frustrating, but I will tell you that is well worth the time to reevaluate to ensure that you're getting it right. The second challenge is that it does require planning. You need to plan or you can miss meeting your vitamin and your mineral needs. And what I mean by that is that it is key to prioritize nutrient-dense foods to meet your macros as well as your vitamin and mineral needs, which can sometimes be challenging with this approach if you don't map it out. While there is freedom in this method, there is also planning required if you want to do it well. For instance, if you want to increase your protein intake, you need to make a plan so that you have quality protein at every meal. And to do that, there is planning that is required. All right, so another challenge or something really to keep in mind when using this approach is your metabolism. Ensuring that you are accurately determining your unique calorie needs is key. You don't want to overshoot them and risk overeating, or you don't want to underestimate and create a calorie deficit that is too low. Both of these scenarios can actually keep you from reaching your goals. So let's talk about this last challenge in this approach of eating. Typically in this approach, you track your macros in a food app or an old-fashioned pen and paper to ensure that you are hitting your macros, as we say. For some people, tracking macros might trigger or exacerbate disordered eating habits, emotional eating, or unhealthy relationships with food because of all the tracking, which is why if this is a new approach for you, I highly, highly recommend you partner with a professional who can give you personalized guidance and support based on your needs. So let's say you wanted to try this approach. Where would you start? What do you do first? Well, I'm going to give you 5 steps to get you started. The first step is that you calculate your macros. You need to determine your daily caloric needs based on your activity level, your age, your weight, and goals, and possibly a few other factors. Then you need to calculate the macro ratios that will help you meet your goals of either weight loss, weight maintenance, or body recomposition. And a very common ratio is 40% carbs, 30% protein, and 30% fat. But again, it is certainly based on your needs, and I don't want you to go out there and figure your macros out based on that. That's just like a common ratio that's out there. It's, again, always going to be based on your unique needs. The second thing that you want to do is plan. To hit your macros, I highly, highly recommend you plan your meals and your snacks in advance, especially if you're busy. Which I know, if you're listening to me, you are probably busy because my crew is busy with a capital B. But again, planning and prepping your meals can really help you stay on track with your macro goals. And it also helps to prevent impulse eating and eating foods that are not nutrient dense. The third thing that you want to do is focus on whole foods, like I was just talking about nutrient dense foods. While this approach is flexible in food choices, it's really key that you prioritize nutrient-dense foods, nutrient-dense whole foods. These foods are not only healthier, but typically they help you to feel fuller longer. Number 4 is you gotta hit your macro targets. And in order to do that, again, you have to plan your meals around your macro targets. You also want to distribute and balance your macros throughout the day to maintain your energy levels. And if you're doing strength training, which I know you are, right? Well, if you're doing strength training, then you want to make sure that you hit your macros to promote muscle recovery. You also need to adjust portion sizes and food choices to meet your protein, carb, and your fat targets. Now, the fifth thing that you want to do is track your food intake. You can do a pencil and pen, you can do it the old-fashioned way, but there are tons of food apps that you can use. You can use like MyFitnessPal, that's one of the ones that I am most familiar with, and then there's Lose It. But you want to use a food app to track and log everything that you eat and drink that have calories. And I'll say this, you need to be pretty meticulous in measuring your portions and tracking what you consume accurately to get the most benefit out of this approach. And here's a bonus or a pro tip for you. You need to be patient and flexible. Now, you know the drill, but as a reminder, know that weight loss takes time and can vary from person to person based on our season of life. Take me, for instance. I'm actually currently working on some body recomposition goals myself. And what worked for me 10 or even 5 years ago is not working for me now in my current season of life. And I want you to stay tuned because in future episodes, I'm going to share some updates on this body recomposition journey. It's been a ride, ladies. It's not been easy, but I'm working on being patient and trusting the process. And I'm actually excited to share what I continue to learn. And that's what I recommend for you too. Be patient with the process and be willing to adjust your approach if what you're doing doesn't seem to be working. Now, there are many, many, many other things that are involved in this process, but those are a few steps just to get you started. And if you want to know if this approach is for you, you can actually set up a consultation call with me and we can talk about it. My link is in the show notes. Now, here's where you'll get my experience and perspective on intuitive eating versus macros-based eating, and specifically on tracking your macros. And I want to choose my words carefully because I've been giving in this a lot of thought. I've been thinking about this a lot about how I want to share it with you. And I want to be clear that one approach is not any better than the other. It truly, truly depends on what works for you in your current season of life. With that being said, I think that it is very, very important to become aware of portion size and how sometimes we unknowingly overconsume food. That's why I'm a big proponent of knowing how to track your macros. And in the beginning, weighing your food helps you to have a good perspective of what portion sizes should be for you. And when I competed, everything I ate, I weighed and I tracked in notebooks of some sort or some sort of food diary. And then my fitness pal came onto the scene. And let me tell you, that was a game changer for me. I mean, I was mind blown when I learned that you could put it in an app and it would tell me everything I needed to know, like my macros and my calories, the whole nine yard. I was in business when that app was created, and it made life so much easier for me. So I thought. And while I'm a huge proponent of tracking food, as I said earlier, I don't think that this approach is for everybody, and it is not sustainable for most, self included. Tracking my food for such a long time has become a daunting, mind-numbing process for me. I've been tracking what I eat for the better part of 15 years. And while I don't struggle with disordered eating, it is mentally draining for me. I don't want to necessarily track everything I put in my mouth in an app to see if I'm hitting or missing my macros. Now, I will talk out of the other side of my neck and say that I 100% see the benefit of doing this if you've never done it. And I recommend doing it for a while as a way, again, for you to be aware of your calories and how your macro intake and your calorie expenditure, how all of that impacts your goals. However, this approach can be a challenge to maintain unless you love tracking, which I did in the past, but not so much now. I would say that right now I am doing an intuitive-ish eating. That's my approach, which I talked about in my last episode. And I say intuitive-ish because I do keep in mind, I do have an awareness, again, of the amount of protein and carbs and fats that I eat. But I eyeball it. I know what portion sizes are good for me. Now, keep in mind that I have years of tracking under my belt, so I know what works for me. I know what works and doesn't work when it comes to weight loss and weight maintenance. And I'll say that with an asterisk beside it because as I age, like I said earlier, things are working a little differently. And again, I'm going to share that in future episodes. So, with that being said, which approach do I recommend? Again, it's really going to depend on where you are and what season of life you're in. I will say that I am heavily leaning toward intuitive eating because, again, I don't want to track any and everything that I put into my mouth. And keep in mind, there is no right or wrong approach. There is just a better approach for you depending on where you are in your season of life. All right, ladies, that wraps up my mini series on macros and mindfulness. If you're thinking about either of these approaches, partner with your healthcare professional first to get the green light, then do your research. And if you want some personalized one-on-one support, don't worry, I got you. Schedule some time with me using the link in my show notes. All right, love, that is all, says the clock on the wall. Until the next episode, take the very best care of capital YOU. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode of the Healthy Habits 180 podcast. I hope you found a nugget of information that will help you on your health and wellness journey. And if you want more information on how to do a 180 on your habits, come back as I drop episodes weekly. Also, if you'd like to be supported by women on the same journey, please join my Facebook group by doing a search on Healthy Habits 180. I'll also link it down below in the show notes. In the Facebook group, you'll get daily encouragement, support, and tips on how to stay on top of your habits. I also run free challenges to keep you encouraged and motivated. Again, thanks so much, and until the next episode, peace and blessings to you.